Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. When I think about an iceberg, you know, a lot comes to mind. In school, in science class, in movies like the Titanic and others, you know, we have this impression of what an iceberg is. We've all seen a huge block of floating ice above the water that moves very, very slow in obviously a very cold area. And sometimes they break off or pieces fall apart. I only recently became aware, I think it was actually one of my kids who came home from school and told me about how they had learned that an iceberg that we see above the waterline is actually just a small percentage of the overall chunk of ice, and that below the waterline, there's a much larger ice formation. And so the look, even a giant iceberg that we see above water, is tremendously bigger underwater. And this is a great metaphor for trademark protection and for brands, because on the face, on the outside, we could see a creative, strong, protected brand name like Netflix or Uber or pick your favorite brand. And it looks so simple. They got a great name. It's registered. They're protected. They can probably stop others from using anything confusingly similar in their product or service category. And it looks kind of easy. Yeah, it's always easier when you have lots of money and big corporate lawyers to help go through that process. But regardless of whether you're a big business or a small business, what's unseen kind of behind the curtains or under the water of the iceberg is all of the other tremendous work and pieces of the puzzle that went into forming that strong registered brand. What do I mean by that? I mean that the mark was cleared with a properly executed search before the name was ever selected. An application to register the mark at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office was filed early and prosecuted to completion. The mark was used properly and strongly with the registered trademark symbol or other proper symbol and in a way to identify a strong brand. There's monitoring that goes on to ensure that if somebody does use a confusingly similar brand, it's discovered and dealt with effectively and quickly. And renewals are filed when they come due at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in the appropriate time frame. And all of this, what I now call the underwater iceberg picture, all of these factors that go into creating what looks like a simple, strong, protected brand are guided by effective counsel. Because you can see there are a lot of complex things that need to take place in the right order and at the right time in order to make it look so easy and so effective. And the key intertwining all of those things is the advice of experienced good counsel. So next time you see a brand and you recognize that it's strong and protected and it looks like that iceberg floating, remember, underneath and behind the scenes, there was a lot that went into making it that way. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.